Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This quarter is brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and remember to use the code KSN.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This quarter number four, is being brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is officially available in Pennsylvania as the trusted leader in daily fantasy. DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. You'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever, with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. Hey, don't forget, you can get all our content KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And we're on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We are going to talk college football playoffs, bowl picture, Penn State going to the Cotton Bowl for the first time since 1975 to play the Memphis Tigers. We're going to talk about that. So let's talk about the college football playoffs real quick first. I mean, do you guys agree it was one of the easiest years for the college football playoff committee to pick their four teams with three undefeated teams and only one-loss Power 5 team that was a conference champion?
I do. But I think that they got very fortunate that things worked out the way that they did.
Right.
Do we all agree that if Georgia beat LSU, then Georgia would have been in?
Yes.
I agree.
Okay. If Utah beat Oregon, would Utah have been in?
I think so.
So
I think so.
So the hierarchy was Georgia, Utah, Oklahoma, and it just fell right for Oklahoma.
That's a good point.
I mean, Oklahoma is going to get annihilated by LSU. I'm so sick of Oklahoma. I watched Iowa State go for that 2-point conversion. I watched that TCU game. I watched Baylor.
I watched both Baylor games.
Hold on a second. And this Baylor one, sorry, Andy, this Baylor one went to overtime, right?
Yes.
With a true freshman third-string quarterback.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I can't believe Oklahoma's in it again. Third string, true freshman. I mean, they were losing 28-3. I blame Baylor. Yeah. I blame him for losing that first one.
I blame Utah.
The first one.
I can't believe how poorly that quarterback played for Utah against Oregon. That really surprised me because it wasn't – Utah was never really in that game. Oregon played well, but Utah, geez.
Questions. If Wisconsin beat Ohio State, they still wouldn't have gone, right?
You mean Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
Not with two losses.
No.
Because when Wisconsin was up 14-0 and 21-7, all I could think about, and I tweeted this at Ross Tucker NFL, was that Illinois might have prevented two Big Ten teams from going to the college football playoff. Because if Wisconsin only had one loss, and it was to Ohio State, and they avenged it in the Big Ten championship game, they would have gone. They would have gone. It would have been
Lovie
two
Smith.
From the Big Ten.
Well, then let's talk about the number 8 and the number 10 rankings. So if you're talking about Wisconsin finishes ahead of Penn State as the second choice from the Big Ten to go to the Rose Bowl, and Penn State goes to the Cotton Bowl, Ohio State beat Wisconsin twice. Once they just ran them off the field, and then once it took them two quarters, and then the second half they ran them off the field. When I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking they're saying that Penn State losing to Minnesota on the road was a bigger impact than Wisconsin losing at Illinois.
Well,
that's the message that I receive, and with no bias or anything, I'm just like losing at undefeated Minnesota and then losing at Illinois, a 6-6 team.
Yeah.
They rate the loss better.
Yeah. Penn State beats Minnesota. What happens?
Ay. I still think they take
Oklahoma. In terms of what?
The playoff.
And they're 11-1?
That would have been interesting. I still think they would have taken Oklahoma.
I still think they would have taken
Oklahoma. As a conference champ. But that would, if Penn State's one loss.
After playing Ohio State tough.
Yeah, with the quarterback getting hurt.
It's 2016 all over again, kind
of. So what I think is an interesting discussion that I want to have with you guys is, and we were having it on text message Saturday night, is Penn State versus Wisconsin for the Rose Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guess the Rose Bowl has the right to pick whoever they want.
They do.
But they probably don't go against the college football playoff unless it's something they really, really want to do.
Unless it's like Purdue against Ohio State. Say you could choose either Purdue or Ohio State. Which one are you picking?
Yeah. So do you guys think that it's a major mistake that they took Wisconsin instead of Penn State? Or do you think it's a very reasonable argument? You don't have much of a problem with it.
I think it's a pretty reasonable argument because I just look at it like, where are the teams right now?
Right.
And I hate to say it like that, but I don't really know how healthy Sean Clifford is. I just don't. And I still think there is a possibility that either A, he might not play in the bowl game, or B,
some surgery or
he's
something.
He's not going to – he might be 80% of himself, and I just don't know if that is the case. And I don't know. I'm not saying that it is. If Wisconsin and Penn State would play on Saturday, if they play in a couple of days, who do I think would win? And I would pick Wisconsin.
So let's look at it before the Ohio State loss in the conference championship game. And Wisconsin had two losses. But they were ranked ahead of Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that that was deserved? They both had lost to Ohio State. Wisconsin got blown out by Ohio State.
Yeah.
Penn State did not.
Right.
But Wisconsin beat Minnesota. Penn State lost to Minnesota. Wisconsin beat Michigan by more than Penn State beat Michigan. Wisconsin dominated Michigan. Penn State barely beat Michigan. And in terms of how they ended, Wisconsin ended in a flourish against Minnesota. Penn State ended in a whimper, losing to Ohio State after they lost to Minnesota, barely beating Rutgers.
To me, it's the measurement, the law. It comes back to the loss. Like, I eliminate the Ohio State part of it, right? That the Ohio for both teams, I just eliminate the Ohio State part of it. So the measure would become, you'd start looking around the table. Okay, Penn State barely lost to Minnesota. Wisconsin beat Minnesota. But it's also, it's who you beat and how you win, but it's also who you lose to, right? And how you lose. And to me, it's the Minnesota versus Illinois.
It's very clear that they don't care as much about that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's very clear that they care more about who you beat than who you lost to.
Right. Why does not who you lose to matter?
I think it's really weird. It's
weird
almost
to me.
Like, and it happens with Oklahoma every year. Who did Oklahoma lose to?
TCU.
No,
Kansas State.
It's almost like you're allowed to get a mulligan losing to a bad team as long as you make up for it by beating a few good teams.
Ross, I want to ask a question.
Yeah.
It seemed like every other year, top priority for playoffs or anything else was number of losses. Penn State years ago didn't make the playoffs because Ohio State only had one loss and Penn State had two. This year, if you're going to go by that same rule, Penn State had two losses and Wisconsin had three. And by the way, before you say, oh, but we're penalizing Wisconsin for going to the Big Ten championship game, I believe this is the first year I've ever heard the phrase, oh, you can't punish a team for making it to the conference championship game. I never heard that in any other years. So why isn't number of losses the first priority like it seemed like it was all the other years?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say is I think we are trying to be logical with a group of people in a system that still aren't logical.
Right.
When he said they had a good loss to Illinois. They had a close loss to Illinois.
I almost fell over.
They totally lost me. Like, how do they not have a guy who can at least lie better than that? Or can at least, you know what I mean? Like I am a good BSer, okay?
Yeah.
I would not say they had a good loss to Illinois. You don't even bring that up, dude. Like, if that's the argument, you don't say, they also had a close loss to Illinois. Like, what are you talking about? And then they bring up common opponents. I mean, I guess it's Minnesota. I mean, I mean, obviously it's Minnesota.
In that room, it was Minnesota. But it didn't matter who you lost to. It was the Minnesota game, which is trying to speak logic.
And I got
to
tell you,
what cost Penn State in 16? Losing to Pitt.
Pitt.
Yeah.
That was a big factor in 16 for them not making the college football playoffs.
And I disagree, Jim, with them. I think the conference championships should count. And Wisconsin was up by 14 points twice and lost by 13. Like, here's a fun game to play. Let's say Ohio State won by 20.
It's make a difference.
Yeah.
Do you think it makes a difference?
Did they need that last touchdown?
Let's say Ohio State wins by 13, but it started out 27-0. 27-0 Ohio State at halftime. Remember, Wisconsin gets two late touchdowns to make it 27-14. Same margin, okay? Does that make a difference?
I think it would, and I'm butting in on the segment here. My other question, in the Wisconsin-Ohio State game, the color guy, Joel Klatt, is it, lobbied hard for Wisconsin. Does that have any kind of effect? Do you think all those people who are in that room, they're all watching the game? We know that. And here's this guy lobbying hard, giving every point pro-Wisconsin point.
So I don't really understand why he did that. I mean, maybe he just likes the Wisconsin coaching staff a lot more than the Penn State coaching staff. Or maybe, you know, since he had just been with them that week, and those guys have been making that point to him, you know, familiarity, kind of recency bias thing. But I would argue, and I think you could argue, that Wisconsin had two bites at the apple, that Wisconsin had two opportunities. They had a chance to beat Ohio State twice, including on a neutral field, and keep it closer than that, and they weren't able to do it. And I'm just amazed by everybody that thinks it's such a no-brainer for Wisconsin. You cannot argue that. You can argue Wisconsin deserves it, but the no-brainer part, I really don't understand.
Well, that was a lively discussion, and that will do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show from this week. Very well done, Ross. We say goodbye to you from the Labatt Blue Studio until next week. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And come on back next week for the Keystone Kickoff Show. See ya.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.